All right, that music means it is a Tech Tuesday, and on the line with us right now is CNET senior reporter Maggie Reardon. Maggie, what is going on with you today? Happy Tech Tuesday.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it's always a fun day when it's Tuesday.
All right, I am intrigued by this video doorbell system. There's a real funny commercial where there's a squirrel up at the door and the dog on the inside is barking at it. I know it can be used to get information if someone has broken into your house, but now there's another purpose for Amazon's Ring. Explain this to us.
Yeah, so one of our reporters actually got a hold of some email correspondence talking about a program that Ring was thinking about implementing. Now, this is not something that they are implementing. It was something that they were discussing. But it basically would automatically start the video rolling if someone were to make a 911 emergency call, and it would activate the video cameras and then start recording everything that was happening, you know, right out in front of your door. And, you know, while on the one hand, if, you know, someone's breaking into your house, that sounds great. But, you know, it really plays into some privacy concerns that a lot of folks have, that police departments are working with Ring and Amazon to basically have surveillance cameras out in your communities.
I kind of like the idea. There was an incident in our neighborhood where a woman was walking across the street and yelled at some guys that were driving by. So they backed up and grabbed her clothing. Wow. And kind of dragged her along.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were able to get the video from their Ring doorbells to help the police apprehend these people. So half of me really likes that idea. But yeah, it's all of a sudden I feel like Big Brother is totally watching us everywhere we go.
Yeah, and I think that's really the big concern here, right? I mean, if you've got, like, you know, Ring doorbells on, you know, everybody's doorstep looking out onto your street, I mean, do you really want people, the police, watching every move that you make and, you know, running out in your pajamas to go get the newspaper in the morning, if people even still do that, right?
I was always thinking of Tony Soprano with his robe going down to the edge of the driveway to get his newspaper.
Does this already exist, or is this something that's coming in the near future?
Well, this is something that they just were thinking about doing and talking about, but they haven't implemented it, and there isn't anything to suggest that they will implement this. And I think that is because Amazon and Ring in particular have come under fire for working with a number of police departments in other ways, and privacy organizations saying that they're concerned about this. So it doesn't look like they're going to be implementing this anytime soon, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
All right. We can't say the word Alexa because it will turn people's...
It activates.
Yeah. So Amazon is announcing, or will be announcing, a slew of new gadgets. Can you explain some of this stuff without saying Alexa?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we don't know 100%, you know, what is going to be announced. There will probably be some surprises. But one of the things that, you know, some of the things that we're expecting are like a high-end Echo speaker that would be a real competitor to like a Google Home Max or an Apple HomePod. There's also some rumors of earbuds that use that service that we're talking about. and, you know, maybe even a possible robot on wheels, and maybe some stuff to connect our Fire TV gadgets that were announced last month in Europe. So there's a lot of, like, really cool stuff that's coming out. And, you know, and I think, again, at this event, there's probably going to be some talk about privacy because that's really come under fire for Amazon with that particular product, too.
Have we finally realized that our phones are listening to us even when they're just sitting next to us? Because everybody has called in and talked to us about, you know, if you're talking to someone about Whole Foods and I love their Sonoma chicken salad, then all of a sudden I'm on Facebook and an ad for, you know, Prime Whole Foods Sonoma chicken salad pops up. I mean, how can we disable our phone?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that people are really talking about and starting to look into, because I think, you know, even though, you know, sometimes there is a little bit of a coincidence. I don't know how much of it is actually listening all the time. Sometimes you've forgotten that maybe you actually searched on that term, and that's why those things are popping up. But I think privacy is becoming more and more of a concern. And, you know, it seems that like every month or so, things start trickling out where people start to see that a lot of this information is being stored by these companies, and that you've got the companies sort of mining that data for advertising and other things. And I think it's a real concern. And, you know, as we talked about with the Ring doorbell before, you know, as we become more connected, that really becomes, I think, a legitimate fear for people. And to be honest with you, it's why I don't have a lot of connected home gadgets in my house, because I don't 100% trust them.
I don't really either. I don't have a Nest. I don't do anything. A Nest just kind of controls your thermostat, and you can just talk to things in your house. Like, turn the air conditioning down to 67.
And it just does
I don't do that either.
Well, I think the thing that you have to remember is anything that's connected to the internet is hackable. Yeah. And I think what we've seen over and over is a lot of these gadgets, there isn't really great security built into them. So not only could the companies be keeping some of this data and mining some of that information for advertising purposes and maybe sharing it with law enforcement, but there's also the potential that it could be hacked. And, you know, I don't really want my home to be hacked.
Maggie, do you think that my toaster has been compromised?
I don't know.
You're not sure.
I don't know. What have you been putting in there?
All right. I don't want to talk about it. And here's
English
a rule.
English muffins, bagels.
Google has this right to be forgotten rule, and in Europe it's not going to stand up. Exactly what is that rule? I've heard it referred to, but I'm not positive what it means.
So in Europe, the European Union has passed a law that basically says that if you want Google to take your name out of a search result, that you have the right to be forgotten for that. So let's say you did something really silly when you were a teenager, and it's public record and it's up there. You know, you can ask Google to sort of take your name out of that search. But that only happens in Europe. So because that's where the law is, you know, based in Europe.
Yeah.
And so if you're in the U.S., and you're still searching for something, your name could still pop up in the U.S. So, you know, France actually tried to challenge this and put a fine on Google. Google challenged it, and the EU court upheld yesterday, or I think it was on Monday, saying, no, look, you guys, this is only something that happens in Europe, and you don't have jurisdiction over the rest of the world.
But there are companies here in the U.S. That will go in and clean up your reputation. You pay them a sum of money, and then they go to Google, and they somehow erase it, right? That still exists.
You know, I guess you could try, but, you know,
ReputationDefender.com is one of those places.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that is, because, you know, the information is still sort of out there and still can be found.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Europe, this is, you know, considered a right, and you don't have to actually pay someone to do that. You should just be able to go to Google and say, you know, take me off.
Right.
Right. I have the right to be forgotten.
Seems fair. All right.
Boy, I just love technology, but it scares me. The more we get into it, it really does. Thank you for keeping us up to date on things over at CNET. You can go to CNET.com. She's Maggie Reardon, CNET senior reporter on this Tech Tuesday. Thank you so very much, Maggie. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.